Zok the Mishnah Vayitim Masechtas Bava Basra Peri Gimel Mishnah Hey. Elu Dvarim Sheyesh Lahem Chazaka. In this Mishnah, we're going to learn a list of things where if you use somehow the karka of your friend for 3 years, you can establish it as a chazaka. Whereas Ve'elu Dvarim, we're also going to see a list of things. Here are the things She'ein Lahem Chazaka. And basically, we're talking about a chatzar of partners. Now, with partners, you have to be careful. Because it could be, I'm not so much, but if my partner uses my side or my chelik. And therefore, he can't later tanya that because I didn't protest, that's a siman that it's his. For example, Hayamamid Behemba Bechatzar, if one of the partners kept an animal in the courtyard, tanner or an oven, the kerayim is more like a stove, so you remember this from the Masechta Shabbos, Berechayim or millstones. So he sets these things up in the courtyard, or Megadol Tarnegoilin, he's raising chickens in the courtyard. V'noisein Zivloi Bechatzar, or he's storing the zevel of his animal, the manure which is used to fertilize fields in the courtyard. Ein Chazaka, even if he did these things for 3 years, and the other partner didn't say boo, didn't protest at all, that doesn't mean that he has a chazaka to be able to do this, to continue doing it. See, these are things that aren't physically changing the courtyard. So it could be one partner says, all right, let him use it. Why don't I stop him? Look, right now I don't need the space. One day I'll need the space. I'll tell him, please stop, I need the space now. So the fact that he didn't protest does not prove that he agreed that his partner should use this permanently. Avul Bat, says the Mishnah Vayter, Asim Chitza, he just put his animal there. But he put up a mechitza, some type of a gate, lebehemtoi, for his behema, gevoya sara tvachim, that is high, 10 tvachim, at least 10 tvachim, v'chein letaner, same is true for an oven, v'chein lekarayim, for the stove, v'chein lerechayim, for the millstones. He didn't just put it there, but he built like this mechitza around it, or hichnis tarnagoyin letoi chabayis, so he brought chickens into a house that he owned b'shutfis, that he owned together with another person. V'yasa makim lezivloi, or he dug out a place to store his animal's zevel, omuk shloisha, that is deep, 3 tvachim. Oy gvoya shloisha, or he built something so that it's kept high up 3 tvachim, herezu chazaka. These are things that normally a partner won't let. So if the second partner didn't say a word, he didn't protest for 3 years, then the first partner did establish a chazaka. He can now use this all the time, and the other partner can't stop him. You see, I see my partner's keeping the behemoth there. Okay. I figure, one day when I need it, I'll tell him to move. But once he starts building a mechitza, I say, well, wait a second. What are you doing? We own this jointly. You can't make a private thing over here. The Baturura quotes from the Rambam that the Mishnah means to say as follows. A shutef, a partner, who puts up a mechitza, and the other partner just sees, doesn't say anything, it's a chazaka right away. Not only after 3 years. Because every partner is always scared, uh-oh, is my partner stealing from me? Is he, like, taking advantage of me? Is he going to say later, I don't belong here? So partners are so sensitive about this that if a partner sees another partner put up a mechitza and doesn't say anything, that means, obviously, he granted him the permission or sold it to him or something happened over here. With Stamazai, if he went into a stranger's property and put up a mechitza, even though the man didn't say anything under those circumstances, it wouldn't be a chazaka until after 3 years. That's how the Rambam learns. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that a chazaka only works if he did something which we know, under normal circumstances, no one would allow him to do it. So let's say we have partners, and I keep my behema in the chatzar, or my oven, or my millstone, or I raise chickens in the chatzar, or I pile up the zevel on the ground. That's not a chazaka. It could be the partner didn't stop me because he didn't mind. He said, as soon as I need it, I'll tell him to leave. I can't say, well, you can't tell me to stop. I have a chazaka to do it. That's not a chazaka. But if he did something that normally partners do mind, like he made a mechitza for his behema, that's at least high 10 tefachim. Same is true for the oven or the millstone. Or he brought the chickens into a house that they both own jointly. Most people don't like when their partner brings chickens into the house to raise. Or he physically dug a hole 3 tefachim deep to pile up the zevel, or created an area high 3 tefachim high. Here, if the partner Taka didn't say anything, then that could turn into a chazaka.